Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats are riding high at 7-2 and atop the AFC East going into their bye week, but they know there's a lot of season still left to play. Inside the Pats locker room on Tuesday, we heard from Stephen Ridley and Rob Ninkovich on several topics, including how they're approaching the bye week. Here's what they had to say in locker room uncut.
We've been at it hard for, 9 weeks now? So for us, it's been a little bit long. But there's still a lot of football left to be played, so we can't completely check out of it. We just have to go and, get this downtime and, just take some time to rest and relax.
Will you completely not think about football? Will you be maybe Friday or Saturday stuff
about it? I won't ever, completely stop thinking about it. I always have my, my playbook and my iPad with me. But besides that, I'm really just going to take some time to just get away and relax. So I think that's much needed, and I think that's what everybody on this team really needs, because once we come back on Monday or Tuesday, whatever that day is, we're going to be back at it. So we're just going to take this downtime and enjoy that, just enjoy this freedom a little bit.
Yeah, you have to. It's very important. This is the only time during the year that you have a little break here to get yourself back to feeling as 100% as possible. So, again, I think that, this is a good time for us to keep working on ourselves and improving for the next half of the season.
No plans to get away or anything?
No, I'll just be hanging out here, just hanging out. I'm not jumping on an airplane.
You got a baby
make my
anyway,
trip.
Right?
Yeah, I got a baby. I got to stick around here. The wife's not letting me go anywhere.
The ball was on the ground, and that was definitely the low of my night for sure. But for the coaches to stick with me and ride it out, it said a lot. And I think my team, really, everybody's made their mistakes at different times. And that's something I've had to work on and focus on, since I've been here. But for me, I just couldn't hang my head. It wasn't a time for me to hang my head. It was a time for me to go out there and try to close that game out, because that's what our team needed me to do. And that's really what I did. I just leaned on my offensive line, and they had made some creases in there for me the whole night. And that was a tough defense that we went against. So I hated it. And like I said, it made me sick. But I really think that it motivated me more to go out there and finish the game strong.
Yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement. I think that if you look at the two games that we didn't win, there's a lot of things in those games that were kind of similar as far as not starting fast and not coming out in the third quarter and finishing games. So really just trying to have a full four-quarter victory is something that we're still striving to have. I don't think we've done it yet, so we got to continue to work, to come out and start fast all three phases, going to halftime, come out all three phases, and all work together all four quarters. So, again, I think right now, we're looking good, but we still have a lot more games to play, and we got to continue to improve as the season, moves on.
To have a good game and finally get over that 100-yard mark was something I've been searching for all year. But I'm trying to go out there and repeat it. So it's not any time to lay down or be, too happy and look for the confetti to fall or anything just yet. I just have to keep grinding it out. And I know those boys up front are going to work for me. And this offense is really, rolling in the right direction. So I'd be lying if I said we weren't flying high going into the bye week. But that means nothing, because to come back and some opponents that are trying to look to take us down. So we're just going to have to keep it pushing and keep it going.
No, I think that, in the game there, just had a little something there. Just don't want to really get into the exact specifics of it. But it's something that with having a week off, I'm sure I'll feel better next week and, running around and feeling, good as far as a week of recovery.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.